Hello, I'm Aaron from the Great Big Bike Ride.
How are you finding this year's ride?
Great fun. Yeah. Really good.
Is this your first time?
Yes.
What made you want to come along?
I've seen the ride come through Gippsland before.
You thought you'd just give it a go? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been bike riding ever since from an early age.
This route in particular, was there anything about this route that really appealed to you? Or, you know,
nah.
It was just like, this is the right time, I'm going to do it now?
Yeah, I suppose that. And I hadn't been up this way before either, so... Yeah.
It's certainly pretty hilly. How are you coping with how we've gone so far this year?
Great. Yeah, it's been a very good challenge.
Well, Gippsland's got a fair selection of hills, of course. Did you get out and ride those much to do a bit of training?
Yeah, a fair bit. At the back of Churchill there, and, you know.
Now, I would imagine that probably 99% of the riders on the ride are tired in lycra and riding shoes and that sort of stuff, but you've got a very different approach. tell us about your approach.
My approach? I like to be, more of a challenge, really. So I thought I'd just wear what I usually ride.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm into the mountain bikes.
So just explain for us what you do there, what your riding kit is.
It's a steel cap boots, normal shorts, and just a normal shirt.
Right.
And a mountain bike with 2.1-inch chunky tyres. And, 5 inches of suspension. Right. It hasn't been like that.
So do you normally do a bit of riding in... sort of more challenging kind of conditions, do you?
Or? Yes. Usually up in the bush.
Right.
And up hills.
On tracks that are made? Or I don't know, what sort of areas do you normally go to?
Sometimes it might be the plantations and, the state forest there in AOA. Yeah. Other times it might be the open road, just between 10 and 10.
Right. And on your own, or are you part of a club, or is there a group? Or?
Both. I'm part of the local mountain biking club as well. So I go riding with them, by myself, and with mates.
Right.
It's a huge variety.
So when it comes to what you're wearing, though, does it... I mean, I'd imagine you must get a bit hotter, do you, or...?
No, I'm fine. That's what I'm used to. I haven't really adopted to that.
have you tried riding in sort of, lighter shoes or cycling shoes or something like that?
No, never.
So what's it like riding in big boots, though? I mean, it must be quite hard sometimes.
No, just fine. I'm just used to it. I wear them every day for work, so...
Right.
That's what I'm used to wearing.
What is your day-to-day job?
Electrician.
So you recommend it as a pretty comfortable way to ride then?
Well, for me anyway.
Right.
I suppose with other people, maybe peer pressure, looking up to leaders and that's what the leaders wear.
Yep, right.
Like all the famous people. So.
And uphills and things, that you find them okay? That's been sort of, you haven't felt like you've been working harder than other people perhaps in this ride?
Oh, maybe a little bit. I suppose, with the road bikes, I've always been, today, climb up the hill, I had 8 spare gears. And all the races were in the lowest gear that they could, so...
Right, yeah. You're probably laughing.
So still had plenty of gears left.
So, having done it this year then, or halfway through it this year, do you think you'll be back?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
If I get the time off work, I'll be back.
And how are you finding the whole campsite and all that sort of stuff as well, and the culture that goes around the ride?
That's great. It's really, really good, really positive feeling.